Hey, it's Jonah Camera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
The 0-2, and a swing and a miss, and Yoshi Yamamoto with his crown jewel as a Dodger. It is a complete game. He goes the distance, and the Dodgers win game two by a score of 5-1.
Yeah, they're rolling now. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. We'll get right back to your phone calls on the Eagles coming up. And is this closer to 23 or 24? How's this going to go the rest of the way? But Hugh, last night, game two, NLCS, and this Dodgers machine has now fully begun to roll. They're starting pitchers this postseason. Hugh, you ready for this?
Yes.
52 and two-thirds innings pitched, a 1.5 ERA. They're up 2-0 on the Brewers. This thing might end quick. The Dodgers, I mean, I think a lot of us felt this before the series, that the winner of Phillies-Dodgers was probably
going to
the World Series. And I my mind hasn't changed on that. The Dodgers are going to win this thing. They're going to win back-to-back. It's going to be the first team since the...
Back-to-back is hard.
I mean, especially in baseball, 25 years is someone back-to-back. I think they're going to go back-to-back. They're going to win this thing. So here's the question. Does it make you feel better?
Nope.
Hugh, I'm with you on this. It actually makes me feel worse. It makes me feel worse. You know why? Because if a couple of things go different, we beat them and we're rolling to the World Series.
I can't
feel better.
No, I don't feel better. I don't. It's not a consolation prize for getting your ass kicked by the biggest bully or the baddest bully on the block. No, I don't feel good. I was impressed with Yamamoto last night.
Impressive. Snell and Yamamoto they just pitched the Brewers into submission the last two nights. And they don't even get – Ohtani hasn't even got rolling yet, and they're up 2-0. Kyle, this make you feel better or worse?
So I understand that sentiment, right? Like, it's like, oh, crap. Like, this thing was kind of open. It's sort of akin to when the Sixers lost, and it felt like that year was open with when Toronto won.
Yeah.
Right? So I get that. But it made me feel better in terms of, like, this wasn't a Diamondbacks loss. This wasn't a Mets loss. We lost to, like, maybe one of the best teams baseball's ever seen. I think a lot of us would be doing the same thing had the Eagles lost to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl last year, where we're like, you lost to a dynasty. Mm. It hurts, but it's not, like, an embarrassment. It's not you laid down like dogs. Like, this part of it's going to piss everybody off.
What do you got?
I'm letting the top three off the hook.
No.
They're off the hook.
No, they're off the hook. No, we can't do that.
No, they are.
No, they're not.
I mean, they are. I just let them off the hook.
Said just like that.
Yeah, like
did it already. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah. After seeing the way that the Dodgers are playing against the Brewers right now, like the Phillies held them down. And the Dodgers have really, really good pitching. They just do.
Yeah.
Like they weren't chasing everything and playing like an embarrassment like they did against the Mets. They had a really good series against the Dodgers where one or two things flipped the series in the Dodgers' favor. It was just a few mistakes. The Dodgers made fewer. Like, it's okay to say. I'm letting them off the hook.
All right, so I can't do that. Now, I agree with some of what you said there. They are an all-time team. Hugh, I think we'll look back 25 years from now, 20 years from now, and the Dodgers will be like, oh my goodness. They had Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, Yamamoto, Snell.
But not now.
Like, they are a great team. I might feel like Kyle is feeling if the Phillies had got their ass kicked by the Dodgers. Like, oh, what are we going to do? Hugh, it was there. I mean, I acknowledge everything Kyle said. He's right about pretty much all of it. The Dodgers are a great baseball team. They're playing great baseball. They're pitching great. It still was there for the Phillies to win. If they don't screw up the end of game two.
Yeah, you pooped the bed. That's the sentiment.
Right, but like
you pooped the bed.
The fact that we went out in four is frustrating because they were there to be had. A great team was there to be had.
I understand that. Maybe this part of it you'll agree with more. I'm not basing large decisions about this roster, about this team, solely based on that series. They were a 96 win baseball team.
Wow, Kyle Dombrowski.
I think they are still the second best team in Major League Baseball. So I'm not letting it change how I feel about Kyle Schwarber's contract. I'm not doing any of that.
I agree with that. I still want to bring Schwarber back.
Like, I'm just saying, like, a lot of the big decisions that we are going to make this offseason, I'm not zeroing in on the Dodgers series. as like another October failure. They just got beat by a better team.
They did, but they could have beat that better team. And I agree with you. It's not like the Diamondbacks thing. That was they choked.
Yeah.
And the Mets thing, they were chumps. They lost to an all-time great talented team.
I don't think they went. They didn't go out like chumps.
They were not chumps, but they could have won.
Copium. I know they could have. And that part of it is that's
copium to me.
It's a little copium.
It is copium.
It is.
Sure. That's fine. But like, I also.
You guys, you sharing your copium with him?
No, I ain't sharing that. That's some bull junk.
No, it's not. I believe it's true.
You had an opportunity. You went out there and you beat them in their place, right? During the regular season.
Yeah.
You had an opportunity that you squandered away.
The Dodgers might not lose a game in the playoffs, guys.
I don't care. Besides, they're a great team.
And we outscored them over four games.
I know.
Lost.
I like copium. I know.
Y'all straight up copium. This is
that you can call whatever you want, but it's true.
Shame the both
of
you guys.
It's true.
No, I agree with you.
Oh,
shame.
Yeah, I'm ashamed at you, Kyle. My fault.
What,
I don't care.
Because you was workshopping it, and it sounded like you was kind of with it a little bit.
No, I agreed to the point that the Dodgers are great, but we were right there to beat a great
Kyle,
team.
I'm ashamed.
I don't feel better watching this. I mean, like, if the Brewers were winning, I actually think that might make me feel better.
No.
Like, oh, hold on.
They had a chance to win
No, Brewers. No. Brewers winning would make me feel better.
No. It would, because then maybe the Phillies weren't good enough anyway.
Then I would feel even more so like this was there for the taking.
But
we should have beaten the Dodgers.
Right.
I don't feel that way.
If the World Series, if we go off the premise the World Series may have been played last week, we lost the World Series. That'd make me feel better watching the other team go finish this job. But this would be the Phillies. If they could have beat the Dodgers, it was a free runway, and they missed out.
I think the threshold is another October failure where the bats crapped the bed and went cold. I don't feel that way. I do not feel that way about the bats this year. I don't. Like,
yeah.
I don't.
Here, this is copium.
I almost don't. I'm not lumping this in with the last two postseason exits.
When you got the alert that Yamamoto, he pitched a full game.
Oh, I didn't get an alert. I watched it.
Yeah, I got the alert.
I was watching the game.
I don't understand why you put yourself through that, man.
Oh, I'm locked into.
I enjoy
you
baseball.
You watched that?
Yeah, I watched it. He was great. He gave a home run to Churio, and then he just was like mowing people down after that. He was awesome. I mean, they are a great baseball
team. This is a separate playoff loss from the last two.
It's not the same old
Phillies, the Bats, good cold again. It's not the case.
All right, 215-592-9494. All right, the Dodgers dominating here, and they're like, they might sweep the Brewers. I don't think this thing's getting back to Milwaukee. I mean, it's because they're going to finish it in 5 or 4. Does it make you feel better about the Phillies going down? It doesn't, because for me, it was there for the taking the series. It wasn't like they didn't get blown out. They didn't get dominated by the Dodgers. They got beat. And they got beat on situational baseball, managing the top three, wherever we want to come down on it. They got beat because they couldn't get over the hump against a great team. But it was there. It doesn't make me feel better. And I do think Kyle's on some copium here. It drove me crazy. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Jay in Philly's up on WIP. Hey, Jay.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
What's going on, fellas?
Jay, what's up, pal?
I can't believe that I'm coming on right after another person is being soft with the Phillies.
Totally soft.
I want to throw up. It's ridiculous. So people come at you, Joe, a lot and say, like, you're not hard on Bryce and stuff. So you say things. It's just the venom that people talk about the Eagles is not the same that they talk about the Phillies, even when they talk bad about the Phillies. It's just not the same. It's nowhere near. And that bothers a lot of fans.
So Jay, I hear that. If that's the way I come off, my reasoning is I have higher standards for the Eagles. I just think
I'm not even coming at you because that's just how this whole area is.
Yeah, yeah.
For whatever reason, the good old boys they get a. He just said the bats are not the same. What did the first two, three guys do? What did Trey Turner do in the playoffs? What did Bryce do? And what did Schwarber do?
Well, let's start here. What does Trey ever do in the playoffs? Trey is a disaster in the postseason. A disaster.
No, hold on. We're going to start with what Kyle said. And Kyle said it's not the same. What did those guys do that was different these last years?
Have you ever considered that the Dodgers pitching played really well? It's not all about the Phillies all the time,
but
Jay.
You're always good, good pitching in the playoffs.
No. What are you talking about?
You just said that they're one of the best teams in baseball, right?
They are.
Their best player stunk. No.
Jay, no.
This was the year that you beat them. This was the year.
Okay, Jay, guess what? The Phillies pitching pitched really well, and the Dodgers pitching pitched really well. It's not just about the Phillies.
We're in Philadelphia, it is about our team. When you reach the level, that doesn't make any sense, dude.
We all watched the series. We saw both teams play. It is about both teams. It's not just the Phillies did this well and the Phillies did this poorly. The Phillies did something well. The Dodgers did something well. The Dodgers' top three also sucked in the series. Like, both things are true.
But to me, Jay, that's why I get frustrated, because the games were there to be won, right? Like, he's right. The Dodgers, Ohtani didn't hit much in the series either. The Phillies shut him down. But the games were there to be won, and we couldn't do it. That's why I'm annoyed.
Exactly. And why couldn't we do it? And who, you said the bats weren't the same. What did the first three hitters do this series?
Not enough.
Because
that's true. They didn't do enough. They didn't.
We're acting like the Mets pitching staff last year, not that good.
No, it was Quintana.
We should have hit them. The Diamondbacks pitching, Brandon Pfaadt, we should have hit him. The Dodgers have one of the best
I know, they do.
They have a really good pitching staff. Yeah. Like, the Dodgers pitching outplayed our hitting. I'll say this. If you get the best executed pitching, you will not get a hit. The best hitters are hitting mistakes all the time. They're hitting a pitcher's mistake. If a pitcher executes every single pitch, you're not going to get a hit. You're not going to get a hit. Like, that's how baseball works. So, like, I'm not going to apply the same standards to two different sports because they're two different sports. Like, I'm not going to apply the standard of a queen in chess to a checkers piece.
Wow, we got here. It's a good analogy.
You heard
it. We got here. We got chess versus checkers.
They do different things.
No, I get it. But I understand, before you go, Jay, I understand everything he's saying, but it doesn't make me feel better, because if we win that series, we're winning the World Series. I can't feel good today.
But not only that, this is a team that went to the World Series a couple years ago. They won 90-plus games this year. This is about their window and how we're going to look back at this team when the team is over. And people talking like that bothers me, because this is their window, okay, to win a championship, and they're not going to get it done. And at the end, everybody makes excuses. That was an excuse. All right, now real quick about the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts had his best season in 2022. We talk about the offensive coordinators. Nobody runs a system like he ran in 2022 when he was second in MVP voting. Why? Because everyone has an ego, and all these offensive coordinators want their name attached to an offense too. Every coordinator, everybody in the NFL has an ego. Executives, coaches, players, everybody wants their name associated with the winning. Bill Walsh has an offense. Mike Shanahan has an offense. You don't think coordinators come in and want their name attached to an offense? Of course they do. Why don't we incorporate what the man did the best with his best season? Why don't we do that?
Jay, I ask myself that often.
I agree with you, but...
Good call, Jay.
Oh, Jay leaving. But I tell you what, I will say this. If I'm having success doing something, right, and if somebody's coming in trying to change that, I would be more apt to go back to what gave me success.
That's what he's saying.
That's And so you got to wonder what's going on, because we don't run RPO anymore. We don't run it like we did. We've kind of gotten away. If you go back and you look at the seasons where Jalen has grown as a quarterback, it just feels like it's gotten stagnant. And if I'm Jalen, because I'm the Super Bowl champion and I have the biggest voice in the building, and at the end of the day, this is a bottom line business and we're trying to win, I think if anybody says, hey, we need to get back to what we were doing, it would be him. Take it back to the basics. Keep it simple.
So here is the question I have off of what Jay just said. And mm-hmm. I think we all see the same thing, right? Jalen Hurts, he's had one year of his entire career where he was looked at as an elite quarterback, right? Like, we could say it, we could debate it, we can have fun with this after the Super Bowl, but across the league, right? He got a second team All-Pro, he finished second in MVP voting. That's the mark of where people in the league think he is. Mm-hmm. One time, he was looked at as a top five guy, top two, whatever you want to say. Why don't we run the offense like we did that year? Hugh, if you ask me my theories... And Jay just brought his theories, right, that maybe all these different coordinators, they want to put their own spin on this. I'll give you these theories. Number one, maybe the league is caught up and it's harder for them to do it the way they did it the first year. I mean, that's one. Number two, maybe they don't want to run him as much because they're afraid as he gets older, he's going to get banged up. He did get hurt that season, right? Mm-hmm. He got hurt in 22. He banged up his shoulder. They're lucky he didn't break his collarbone and ruin that Super Bowl year. So that's a second theory. Number three is maybe he's wanted to change it. I mean, we've heard A.J. Brown say before, was it LeSean McCoy? And maybe, you know, kind of informed saying that the offense is the Hurts offense. I don't know. I want the same thing we all want. I want what Jay wants. I want the offense to look like it did in 22. Jalen was awesome that year. I thought before he got hurt, he was going to win the NFL MVP, and I thought he deserved it. That's how great he was in 22. It hasn't been like that consistently since. You know, game here, game there, but not since then. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, we haven't heard from Dr. Karp in a while. Dr. Karp, Dr. Karp.
We got to talk to him.
Yes, we do.
Hey, guys, great show. Both of you are sensational. You're very good therapy for the listeners.
Well, thank you, Dr. Karp. You know, we're trying to cope here. Phillies, obviously.
Kyle's not coping.
And then the Eagles real. And, yeah, we're coping today. Yep.
And you're doing a great service, and that's why I'm calling. I want to have you guys do the right thing here.
All right, Doc, help us out. Yeah, maybe a little help. We're still mourning the Phils. It feels like we're in a little bit of a free fall here as a station, as a city.
I can hear the anguish in your voices. Joe's right. It does hurt more that the Phillies were right there with the Dodgers, a team for the ages. But there was still an expectation, and the suffering fans and you guys as hosts are searching for a way to cope. And,
what you doing?
Let the music relax your muscles. Allow the anger and frustration to subside, and let the healing process begin. Acceptance. The Phillies have let us down 4 years in a row now. We need to face the fact that the team is going to screw us. Just like my ex-wife. She screws me monthly.
No.
Some other guys, it's a little more often.
All right, Dr. Carr, come on. I thought you were trying to help us. This sounds like about you.
I find solace in tried and true principles. Ben Franklin once said, you can accomplish anything if you put your behind it.
What? Huh? What's that?
And author Norman Vincent Peale from The Power of Positive Thinking, shoot for the moon. If you miss, you'll fall off the face of the earth.
No, Dr. Karp, that's nonsense. That's been debunked many times. No.
And from the great Hollis Thomas, the grass is always greener over at Hugh's house.
All right, maybe we try this. How about some advice? You are a professional, at least that's what we hear. Some advice for Hugh and I, maybe some help for the listeners to cope, especially with the Eagles' troubles right now, because they're not doing well either.
All right, great idea to start with. How about you guys start doing that crotch tap thing that Bryce Harper was doing with Wes Wilson earlier in the... Yeah, I know that it was painful for you to watch professional men touching each other in public. That's why I want you to do it right now.
No. Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Doc. No.
I want you to feel the pain. Feel Joe's pain.
Mm-mm. I can't do that, Doc. That seems a little... A lot.
Yeah,
that
it does. A lot. Maybe something else, Dr. Karp. We're not doing that one. That's not
right. How about to dispel frustration? The two of you go out today, go to the first person you see, and fight them. Punch them right in the nose. People respect the sucker punch. The world will know that you are the alpha. Plus, it feels good to take you out of your pain.
I mean, Dr. Karp, no.
I don't think...
We can't. We can't.
Rod Lincoln. Yeah, I don't think he'd like that.
Blue Jeans Lincoln will not like that.
Blue Jeans Lincoln would not like that.
I mean, Dr. Karp...
He green-lighted this.
Nah, I doubt that. Oh, no. I got a phone call this morning. Joe, he's not with the violence. He's not with that.
It's too difficult for you guys. Do a shot first. I know Hugh's got that Jack Daniels right there.
That blackberry. Mm-mm. And it tastes good. It has a hint. It just
punch
has a hint of vanilla.
It is good. I had one.
Yes, it has a hint of vanilla.
After you punch them, then talk to them. Tell them why you punched them. Tell them how you feel. Stand over them for a little bit. Take the 15-yard taunting penalty. These are the benefits of venting. about releasing frustrations on others. I talk about this very thing in my book, Career Ending Honesty.
Yeah, basically, because that's what it's
That might be the name of my book one day. I like that.
Chapter 3, I explain this technique, how it worked for a former patient of mine who will remain unnamed. Let's call him R. Leaf. Wait, that's too obvious. Ryan L. He did exactly what I told you guys to do, and his life was completely turned around. After 5 years at Rikers Island, he enjoyed a wonderful stretch of healing.
Yeah, he had a trouble. He had some trouble. That's a long time. I'm not willing to go to that length. Yeah,
if this doesn't work,
good now, though.
You take a bunch of hot coals, walk on fire, burn the anxiety out of you. I had a patient who did this successfully. After skin grafting and long-term rehabilitation, he was right as rain.
Yeah, none of this is making any sense, Doc. And I don't think this. Can we stop the music? It's not. It's actually making this worse.
No. Turned it up. Wow, Kyle.
This is making it worse. Regarding the rift between AJ and Jalen, I have an instant solution. Have them switch positions. AJ at quarterback this week against the Vikings. Then Devontae takes a turn the following week against the Giants. Then we sit down and see what we've learned.
Yeah, I think they'll go 0-2 in the two games. Yeah, this isn't going to work. What are we doing here, man?
We've all heard the expression, don't judge a man before you walk a mile in his shoes.
Yep, yes. Heard that. Yep.
Well, this way, when you judge him, you'll be a mile away, and he won't have any shoes.
All right, this is psychobabble here. And I tried. I mean, every time we do these, I try. And then you give therapy a bad rap.
He'll be late for the game if you do it on Sunday. Maybe this will help you have more acceptance of his neighbor, Hugh in the Condo Association.
Oh, no.
Skip a chance.
No, there's
a lot
move.
There. You both like gummies and thick-cut bacon. You can cut the music now, Kyle. It's $25 copay. We take Venmo, Zelle, Google Pay, and all the cash apps. Joe, are we still on for Friday in my office?
No, every time. No, none of this is true.
You?
I'm not seeing your office. I don't have any problems with you. I have a problem with you, Dr. Carr.
No, this is my truth. And Hugh Douglas always says, live your truth.
Live
right,
your truth,
Hugh?
Doc. Yes, yes, Doc, yes.
That's why Hugh should live his own truth and admit that he really is an Uber driver.
Wait a minute. I am not an Uber driver. That is not
he
true.
He drives around late night in his gummy mobile.
All right, that's about enough, Dr. Karp. That's enough.
Remember what Albert Einstein said. Camels are like mopeds. They're fun to ride until your friends see you.
All right, Doc. Goodbye. Doc. You're sick. Ignore everything you heard, everyone.
I would have rode him until he told me no.
I apologize to the audience for that.
I didn't know he was going to camel.
Yeah, we got
to
stop taking these calls. 215-592-9494. More about all that's coming up. And back to something earlier in the season from the Eagles that gives me those 2023 vibes. Where do you come down, 2023 or 2024? And does the Dodgers' dominance here in the NLCS make you feel better like it does, Kyle? No, not for me. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Check the game. Film. A third of your life is spent in the bed. If your mattress isn't elite, you're losing the time of possession battle. Get it right, folks, at the Mattress Warehouse. And right now, you can save up to 60% store-wide and get a choice of your free box spring or a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. If I were you, I would probably go with the adjustable base. You can do more with that. You know, you can adjust the bed and it vibrates and all that other stuff. You can have all kind of fun with it. Want to upgrade your sleep without blowing the cap? Mattress Warehouse is clearing out the floor. And the deals are designed to save you serious cash. Hit the floor model clearance event and save big while supplies last. And for a limited time, score up to $600 on premium Stearns & Foster and Sealy Posturepedic Elite mattresses, plus an extra $200 off on adjustable bases. But act fast, folks, because these deals are over with on October 21st. Plus, don't sleep on 0% interest financing, plus Mattress Warehouse signature one-year lowest price guarantee and 100% comfort guarantee. Do what I did and upgrade with a total confidence at the Mattress Warehouse. Find the store near you at themattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.